Welcome to the True Leadership Podcast, where we look at a principle of good leadership every day, because leaders develop daily, not in a day. I'm your host, Royce White, and we're going to spend the next few minutes talking about a single leadership principle so you can devote your daily leadership to growing yourself and others. Good morning. It is January 4th, and this episode is called Today Matters. Whoever works his land will have plenty of bread, but he who follows worthless pursuits will have plenty of poverty. A faithful man will abound with blessings, but whoever hastens to be rich will not go unpunished. That's from Proverbs 28, 19 through 20. As leadership expert John Maxwell is fond of saying, your life today is a result of your thinking yesterday. This is true in all situations. Save and invest money today to have enough for tomorrow. Work out today to have more strength tomorrow. Eat right today to have better health tomorrow. Read today, lead tomorrow. The actual tomorrow may be a month, a year, a decade, or more away, but it is in the future. It is in tomorrow. Go to the ant. The Bible is pretty clear about being wise today to plan for tomorrow. So are most financial experts, old folks, education experts. The chances of you winning enough to live on the rest of your life playing the lottery is about 1 in 300 million. On the other hand, had you invested in the stock market over the past 150 years, the chance of you averaging 8.5% annual year-over-year growth invested with a reputable stock market fund, it's 100%. Well, that's history. Scripture calls us not to seek after gaining wealth quickly, but that slow and steady wins the race every time. Proverbs 13:11. Education, or apprentice today, good job tomorrow. Invest today, reward when ready to retire. Build a relationship, serve others, care for people today, have friends when you need them. Honor your parents today, live a long life. The commandment with a promise. The Bible's full of wisdom about not trying to gain quickly, but to build slowly and wisely. What you do today will have a major effect on what happens tomorrow. If you do nothing, or you do little, or something bad, like debt, you will reap what you sow, little or nothing. On the other hand, if you invest, plant, create, study, grow, tomorrow will yield benefits from what you sow, a lot. No matter who you are. In fact, those with less will have more to gain. Those who have succeeded in the past invested in today every day. Those who see no change in their lives do not invest in themselves today. If you read one book a week for a year, you'll have read 52 books in that year. That will make you an expert on just about anything in 1 year, if not sooner. If you read nothing, you will gain nothing. Choose wisely today. Quotes for the day. The quality of a leader is reflected in the standards they set for themselves. Ray Kroc, founder of McDonald's. You'll never go broke by investing in yourself. An anonymous quote. Invest in yourself to the point that it makes someone else want to invest in you. Tony Gaskins. I love that. Here's the takeaway. I have lots of young people that tell me they don't know what they have done for the past 10 years. I call it the lost decade. They've wasted it. They could have become a rocket scientist in that amount of time. Seriously, or a doctor. Invest 3% or more of your income in growing yourself. Read as much as you can daily, minimum 30 minutes. Exercise daily. Invest in people daily, in your kids, your spouse, parents, friends, coworkers. What you invest in today will pay off tomorrow. Lord, help me use today wisely for your glory. Help me take every thought captive to Christ and invest wisely in all things. That's it for today. Much love and blessings, and we'll see you tomorrow.